Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one, and it's the 28th of November now, would you believe? It was the worst this morning, the worst of the worst, I'm sure, outside in Dublin. Mingan wouldn't even begin to tell you what it was. A pox, too weak a word. You'd be as well out at sea in the conditions outside the door. Even the ducks would say, this is too much for us. And then half an hour ago, just blue skies. But you can hear it's just blustering all around the place, all the weather, all the time above us. Top out your thoughts, whatever mood you're in, on the WhatsApp 087 032 32 32, and for your longer email thoughts, oliver@rte.ie. We've got a very Friday show for you in store today. Richard Corrigan, he's the genius chef. A man grew up in Meath, did fine things in London. He'll be live from London talking about how he's going to return to Cavan for the first time, first Christmas in Ireland for 30 years, because the Virginia Park Lodge up in Cavan is where the base is in Ireland, but he's a couple of places. Hard to keep track of all the stuff that he does. The Corrigan Collection, as it's now known, across in London and here as well. We're also going to be remembering the great Julian Benson. Ah, he was a man made for spotlights. He died only this year in April, but he did so much for cystic fibrosis sufferers like himself. And two friends of his, Claudine Keane and Sarah McKenna, they're going to be telling us about the winter ball that's being held in his memory to raise money for a really, really good cause that helps cystic fibrosis sufferers when they come to Dublin to get their treatments and so on. And there's loads more happening in the show. I won't give it all away to you now. So much has been happening in the world this week. 51551, by the way, is the text. Micheál Martin was missing there for a bit. Turned out he was in Angola for actual real, not a metaphorical reference to the Department of Health or anything. Simon Harris, he went postal on Piers Doherty and jeering him for being 15 years in opposition. Sinn Féin is now the party of American companies, he says. And if you've just woken up from a long, long sleep, Simon Harris is now the finance minister of a country entirely reliant on about four American companies. It's all bizarre, but it's all wonderful fodder for Callan's Kicks, of course. We'll deal with all of that on the podcast. Podcast out tonight, Pod Kreile, as I know, Oscuelga, and on the radio tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The On Post Irish Book Awards were also held last night, and the traffic was so bad in that area of the city, the North Keys, where the convention centre Dublin is, that Hans Zimmer reportedly 15 minutes late for his gig at the Three Arena, which is just down the road. And he announced to the crowd, as a German would at a gig, wouldn't he go, Dublin has a traffic problem. And then he blasted into Gladiator theme or whatever he needed to get the rage out of his system. I'm glad sometimes when people come along and they discover this is what we live with all the time. You get to leave. And but the big winners of the Book Awards, they've got plenty of coverage. But since this was our week celebrating great Irish children's books, let me tell you who won the kids' categories, because they don't get the same look in, do they? In the teens and young adult book of the year, Solo by Gráinne O'Brien, a really rather good book from what we're hearing. Children's book of the year in the junior section was a book we discussed only on Wednesday by Tom McCorran and Erica McGann, illustrated by Sharon Bergen, Run Home Little Fox. It was Tom McCorran's return to all the fox stories that enthralled us when we were growing up in the 1980s. And that the senior children's book of the year was Animalopedia by Kathy and John Burke, the father-daughter amazing phenomenon that is the Opedia books, Irelandopedia and Folkloropedia. Now it's the animal one, which obviously got rave reviews from our young reviewers earlier on as well. I should mention the Letter Spotted Awards too. New Irish Writing, Best Short Story, All the Birch Trees Were Waving by Pádraig Quinn, and the Best Poetry, Vincent Barton won that. There's Never a Crowd at the Poetry Section was the name of it. And the Bookshop of the Year is a place we mentioned only yesterday because of the engagement of Adam and Maeve. Remember that? Chapters Bookstore, North Dublin, Dublin 1. So congratulations, gorgeous, to all the winners of the On Post Book Awards. And all six of the winners from last night will go into a final to win the overall On Post Irish Book of the Year award. Last year won by Donal Ryan for Heartbeat Peace, and before that, Paul Murray for The Bee Sting. Fintan O'Toole has won it in recent years. Sally Hayden. I'll be doing that TV show. It's going to go out on the 11th of December this year. And we'll be announcing the six books here on this programme when the judges have decided to whittle it down to the final six. And on that note, actually, because I'm going to be filming bits of that and the comedy review of the year, that is Callan Kicks the Year, I won't be presenting here next week. Brendan Courtney and Dermot Whelan will be covering for us. They'll be doing the honours. And there's a stellar list of guests I've already heard on the way for that. So Tom Bronorum in advance. I'm taking time off to do more work. Hashtag bad decisions in your life. We all partied. By the way, Michael D. Higgins was at the Book Awards last night handing out an award. A little unusual for a former president to appear at a big event so soon after leaving office. And in fact, the office he's left is currently kind of vacant because President Catherine Connolly still hasn't spent a night at Áras an Uachtaráin. The OPW appear to be behind schedule. We haven't heard anything about it, but they said it was going to be 7 days before she got to move in after inauguration. It's now 2.5 weeks, and the First Citizen is living in Farmleigh, which would be surrounded by boxes, kind of hoping and praying that the Office of Public Works gets it together so she can get in before Christmas. So if you think you're not getting decent public services wherever you are, I mean, look, the First Citizen of the country, the president, she can't even get into a state building with 7 years' notice. Not enough. The only person having a worse week is the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. His government delivered a budget, barely noticed now because the Irish economy doesn't seem to rely anymore on the British one after Brexit, after what they did to themselves. Looking at the budget headlines is fascinating in the British and where the Brits are at the minute. The Daily Mirror, very pro-Labour Party, is a very caring budget that only Labour could deliver, increased the benefits for across the board, but particularly for children, and paid for it by raising taxes on the rich. They loved it and they congratulated the Chancellor. However, the Daily Mail, The Sun, The Express, this is the right-wing media, said this is a budget for Benefit Street. And they all went for Benefit Street on their front page, evoking that old ham that everyone on welfare are lazy people and the taxes on the rich really means working people are paying for those lazy blighters. Is kind of the sort of feeling over there, isn't it, when the Tory press gets stuck in. So they're the two sides of it. The popularity, Keir Starmer is the least popular Prime Minister of Britain since polling began, which is kind of incredible considering all the sleaze and the scandal and the gold wallpaper and even billions worth of cronyism sloshing around in the multi-Boris era of the Tory period of power. Scandals and parties, wild people died of COVID, and they've just had a report that proved that the Boris era has really, really badly handled that whole thing, the pandemic in Britain. Poor Keir Starmer cannot catch a break at all. He even went to a school this week where, unfortunately, he didn't know anything about the 6-7 craze, this trend that is torturing teachers worldwide, really, and parents, where kids are yelling 6-7 at various times. It's hard to know where it all started. People are confused. But a child actually tricked the British Prime Minister into doing it, and the teacher couldn't help themselves when she was walking him out under the gaze of the cameras. Poor Keir.
Looking at the page.
Six seven.
Yeah. 6-7. Everybody. 6-7. Are you doing page 6-7?
We're not over that yet.
See you later.
Thanks, That's a bit wild.
For,
that lovely 6-7. You know, children get into trouble today, Natty Maskell.
Oh, do they?
So,
right.
They're lovely children in year two.
Yeah, they are. Sorry about that.
No, it's absolutely fine. I didn't start it, miss.
He's quite funny, but he's very awkward. And the visuals are he's putting his head into his hands. I didn't start it. And she couldn't help herself. It's the man is a glutton for punishment. Kind of same disappointment affecting the Joe Biden voters happening on the Brits. They get rid of one's lot and they think the next people, oh, they're supposed to be saints and perfect. And it doesn't work out that way. Let's bring you to a happy place because later on today, we're going to be playing our new quiz, the What's Another Year quiz. We didn't do it last week because of the toy show giveaway. It's called What's Another Year. We've got a very, very, very easy quiz. We're going to give you a choice of 2 years to choose from. You'll answer questions related to that year and you win a prize. It's going to require very little brain power. You just need the time to have a bit of crack with us on this Friday morning into the afternoon. What can you win? Today's prize comes courtesy of Ballymaloe House. And you could win a 2-night stay, breakfast on both mornings, dinner on one evening. It's nestled in the gorgeous East Cork countryside around Shanagarry there between, what would it be between now, Cloy, the place where Christy Ring is is from. Anyway, it's Shannon Gary. You'll be greeted with a warm welcome and the delicious festive smell of real Christmas trees around the house. But the dinner is a real treat. Executive chef Dervla O'Flynn serves up a 5-course farm-to-table menu on the night of your choice. And if you're not even lucky enough to win the prize, you can visit ballymaloo.ie to discover their gorgeous festive stays and dining options in the restaurant. And you have to pronounce it restaurant when you go there 2 nights at Ballymaloo. What do you have to do? You just have to give us an owl ring. Give us a ring on 0818 715 925. You probably only have the pen out now, don't you? Yeah. Okay, it's 0818 715 925 to win a 2-night stay at Ballymaloo House with dinner on one and breakfast on both. Now, do you remember Peter Kay was here last night? I'm going to play this song for Peter Kay because he was such crack about this. It's Friday, everybody.